Welcome to God's Eternal Purpose radio broadcast, brought to you by the Church in Accra as one of the local churches in Ghana. We bring you a life-changing fellowship every Saturday at 8 o'clock to 8:30 a.m. on Sweet Melodies 94.3 FM. And now, today's message.
Welcome once again, dear friends. We started our fellowship last week on the topic, how to be filled with the eternal life of God as a vessel of glory. We saw the three persons revealed in John chapter 3 and verse 16. First, our Creator God. Secondly, the Son of God. And thirdly, created and fallen man in need of Christ's redemption and salvation. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that everyone who believes in him would not perish but have eternal life." What a wonderful picture. Our Creator God is a giver, a great giver indeed. The only begotten Son of God is the gift, an indescribable gift, the free gift of eternal life, an unspeakable gift, the gift of all time. He is a treasure of all treasures in earthen vessels, when we read 2 Corinthians 4:7. And created man is a receiver, a vessel of honor and mercy, fashioned for glory. Let us go on today to see something more. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, open our eyes to see your wonderful gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. Help us to receive him, to believe in him, that he will fulfill your eternal purpose in us for glory. Bless our fellowship this time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us read again together John chapter 3, verse 16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that everyone who believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." Let's add on a few verses to help us here. In John chapter 1, verse 11, he says, "He came to his own, but his own did not receive him." Verse 12 says, "But as many as received him, to them he gave the authority to become the children of God, even to those who believe in his name." Let me add one more verse, John chapter 3, verse 17. He says, "For God sent not his Son to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him." From these verses, we see that these three persons are also doing something. They are acting, working, carrying out something together. First of all, the Creator God loved and gave to this world. The Son of God was sent and he came to this world. The created and fallen man, at least some, received him and believed in him. The result is eternal life. Receive and believe and you have eternal life. New life, God's life, fills man's vessel. The result is man is filled with the life of God, the life of the glory of God. Dear friend, God is reaching out in love through his only begotten Son to man. He is giving himself to man. God wants to come into man. God is reaching out to you, to come into you. God wants to come to live inside of you. Will you let him? God is a giver. Will you receive him? Man, as a vessel, is a receiver. A man is receiving. A man becomes filled with the eternal life, the very life of God, the highest and the very divine life found in his Son. man gets filled, not only initially, but continuously, he will be filled unto fullness. This is the glory we are talking about. God will be expressed through man for all to see. Dear friend, let me share something with you. The secret or the goal of the gospel, the good news, is that Christ will come into you. Christ in you. Christ in you. Christ in you. This is the hope of glory. Colossians chapter 1, verse 27 says it. The mystery of the gospel is that Christ is in you, the hope of glory. In 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5, let us read it together. Paul says, test yourselves whether you are in the faith. Prove yourselves. Or do you not realize about yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you unless you are disapproved? Yes, here Paul tells the Corinthian believers that the very bottom line definition, the very basis of their being Christians, is in the fact that Christ lives in them. The whole issue is, does Christ live in you? And this is not just a mental knowledge or a creed to recite, but a very practical and present and living experience and realization for anyone who calls himself a Christian. It is a daily consciousness and awareness that a person, Christ, now lives in you. He lives in you. A person, the Son of God, Christ Jesus, lives in you. A living person talks and moves and acts to indicate that he is alive. Let us go on a little further to read Colossians 2 and verse 6. It reads, as therefore you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, walk in him. Do you see that you are a receiver? You have received a person. Now someone lives in you. He's also a living person. A living person, Christ, the Son of God, lives in you. And now you are conscious of him. Conscious enough to know what he says or indicates to you. And the Bible says that, walk in him. How do we do that? God lives, moves, and works in the universe and in man by speaking. God does things and acts by speaking. And in fact, he creates by his word. All things came into being by the word. So also you, who are a new creation today. God has given us his word in two forms, two great gifts. One, the written word, the Bible in our hands, for us to read, hear, and know his mind. He speaks to us through the word constantly, and we can know him very dependably in the Bible and know his mind. This is the objective word, the truth. Secondly, we have Christ, who lives in us, the indwelling Christ. He is the living word. He is dwelling in our hearts to speak to us instantly and experientially from within to lead and guide us every time and everywhere. What a rich provision God has made for us for our journey to the goal of glory, to be filled with a life of glory unto fullness. And so, one, we have here in our hands the written word, the Bible, the scriptures. So trustworthy, so solid. 2 Timothy 3, 15 to 16 and 14 to 17 tells us that we have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make us wise unto salvation. That all these scriptures are written for us. From a babe, we've known these sacred writings. They have written for us to make us wise unto salvation through the faith which is in Christ Jesus. We also have in our hearts the living word. We also have the living word in our hearts, the indwelling Christ, the Holy Spirit. So experiential, making Christ so real, we can enjoy our Christ in our daily living. He's so practical. The Lord Jesus speaks, and these are words of eternal life. He speaks to guide us, to correct us, to rebuke us, to check us. What a full supply and what a balance. God has made a provision for us to live a full life, one of balance. It is both objective and subjective. It's a life of facts, faith, and experience. This is the Word of God, the Bible, and also the Holy Spirit, our Christ within us. We have both. Dear friend, do you see in your earthen vessel what a treasure Christ in you? In your hands, the Bible, both filling you with Christ. It is like walking with your two legs. You need both to have a balance in your life and not fall. Be a person both of the Word and of the Spirit. A person both of the Spirit and the Word. Have both. Jesus was such a person. So now, God is speaking to you. John 10:27 says, "My sheep hear my voice." Did you read that? Did you hear that? You are now God's sheep. You hear his voice. Look at 28. He says, "And I none shall take them out of my hand. I give them eternal life." By his speaking, he constantly gives you and fills you with eternal life. Let's go on to Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 21. He says, "And your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, 'This is the way, walk in it.' Whenever you turn to the right hand or whenever you turn to the left." Let's read some more verses. Psalm 32:8-9. It says, "I will instruct you and teach you the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye." Verse 8, "Do not be like the horse or like the mule, which has no understanding, which must be harnessed with bit and bridle, else they will not come near you." Let's add a few more verses. 1 John chapter 2, verse 20 and verse 27. It says, "But you have the anointing within you, and you know." In verse 27 of 1 John chapter 2, it says that the anointing teaches you all things, and you don't need any man to teach you, but the anointing who is in you teaches you. Oh, God is speaking to us. God is speaking from our inner being. God is teaching us. God is the speaking God in us. Let's go on to Hebrews chapter 8, verse 10 to 12. It says that God is doing a new covenant. "For this is the covenant which I will covenant with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will impart my laws into their mind, and on their hearts I will inscribe them, and I will be God to them, and they will be a people to me." In verse 11 it says, "And they shall by no means each teach his fellow citizen and each his brother, saying, 'Know the Lord,' for all will know me, from the little one to the great one among you." Dear friend, do you see? God says, "I'll be propitious to their unrighteousness, and their sins I shall by no means remember anymore." What a promise. What a rich speaking. God is saying all these to you. There's a new creation taking place. It's by a new covenant. God is making a new masterpiece in the universe with you. Anyone who is in Christ is a new creation. All the old things are passed away. Come and join, dear friend. Come and join. God and man are producing a new creation. Let's look at John chapter 6, verse 45. In John chapter 6, verse 45, he says, "It is written in the prophets, 'And they shall all be taught of God.' Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me." Do you know that God wants to teach you? Do you know God wants to speak to you? When he fills you, he teaches you. He speaks. God is teaching you. Isaiah 54, verse 13. It's a parallel verse. He says, You will learn of God, and great shall be your peace. Isaiah 54, verse 13, great shall be your peace. Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27, also tells us, and it shall come in that day that his burden will be taken away from your shoulder, and his yoke from your neck, and the yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing oil. Do you see? Right from the Old Testament, God was looking forward to the day he would place his anointing within your heart, and the anointing will teach you all things, and you'll be delivered from every bondage, every yoke, from external rules. God will guide you. We have a few more verses to read, and then we'll conclude our fellowship. In Hebrews 1, verse 1 to 3, it says that God in the old times spoke through many prophets, through many ways, but in the last days, he's speaking through the Son. Oh, where is the Son now? He is within you. He's living in you. God is speaking. He spoke by the prophets. He spoke by external people. But now he's speaking through the Son, and the Son is in you. In Revelation chapter 2 and verse 7, the Lord Jesus is saying, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. God is speaking and he's filling you. What should be our response, dear friend? God's actions requires man's response. We should listen. We should obey his speaking, his instant and constant word. Listen to what God told the disciples on the Mount of Transfiguration about Jesus. In Matthew 17:5, he says, "This is my beloved Son, hear him." See what Mary, the mother of Jesus, was inspired to say at the wedding of Cana to the servants. John 2:5 says, "Whatever he says to you, do." I think Mary did one of the best counseling of all times. Dear one, if you're a counselor, permit me to say, don't teach your own words or ideas or philosophy. Tell people to listen to Christ, to go to Christ. They will get life. John 5:39 says, "And if you come to me, you will get life." Now let's see what Christ is also telling the churches, pointing the churches to after he became the Spirit, after his resurrection. He said, "Listen to the speaking Spirit." Revelation 3:20 shows us, do not put the living Christ out of your life, out of your heart, out of the churches. Do not replace him. Do not let him go outside or stand outside begging to come in. Revelation 3:20. "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, then I will come into him and dine with him and he with me." Oh, when Christ is in us, he's not only speaking, but he is coming in and dining with us and we with him. So God speaking requires a response, and the response is obedience. Obedience is the true expression of our faith in God. Show me a true believer. He's a surrendered, obedient person to God. Have you read that God gives continually his Holy Spirit to those who are obedient? Acts chapter 5. Verse 32 says that he gives his Holy Spirit to those who obey him. Dear friend, are you filled with the Holy Spirit? Were you filled yesterday? Are you filled today? Will you be filled tomorrow? Please live in obedience. So we are learning that God fills us through his speaking in us. He fills us with his Spirit and with his eternal life. The tools for his filling are within us and without us, inwardly and outwardly, the Holy Spirit in us, Christ in our hearts, and the Bible in our hands for our reading and hearing and study. So we have the Word of God, both living and instant, and established and constant. Now let's learn something so that we can practice this filling. The volume of God speaking in you increases with obedience. The volume of God speaking in you increases by obedience. The loudness and the amount of God speaking will increase as you obey God speaking each time. Dear friend, let us join this road that our Master went by unto glory. Today, let us join him in this path. He always listened to the Father. He always obeyed him while he was on this earth. I pray that we decide to do this. We should all ask God for help to be able to do this. Let's read a few verses of encouragement in the Bible. Ruth chapter 3, verses 4 and 5. And Joshua chapter 1, verse 16. They are all words of encouragement. How to be filled? Listen to him. Listen to the Son of God. He is in you. You can hear him. The speaking voice in you is the same as the written word of the Bible. Listen to him and you will find out that what he says is already in the Bible. Read the Bible every day and you will find in your daily life experience that the Bible plays back into your heart just the right spoken word from God the moment you need to hear from God. The instant word comes from the constant word, and the constant word brings in the instant word. Young people, we need to upload the constant word of the Bible into our hearts in a regular manner every day. We need a rich store. Then the instant word will be downloaded into our hearts and minds just when we need it, just in the moment of trial or temptation. Our daily experiences will be full of God's rich speaking. Now, since we received Christ, our identity is changed. We are no longer sons of disobedience. We are now sons of obedience. God is speaking to us through his Son, and it is powerful in us. We hear it, and he's speaking in us. In our last message, we said that we were destined for sonship, for glory. Do you remember? He said, Christ is leading many sons into glory. There are four stages that we need to arrive at sonship. In God's creation, he gave us the image and the likeness. That's the first step. Then he gave us the dominion. Then he gave us a right to eternal life, which Adam missed. Today, we have eternal life by receiving Christ. The fourth is the obedience of the Son. In Genesis 1, 26 to 28, Adam had the first two. But in Philippians chapter 2, 5 to 6 and 7 to 9, Jesus had all four. He had the image and likeness, the dominion, the eternal life, and the obedience of the Son. Jesus put on all these four. He is truly the Son of God. He went through all the stages and he has paved the way to maturity, to perfection, that we may be full grown and attain full stature found in him. Perfection goes with glory. He was perfected through suffering. The Father wants us to be perfected. Be ye perfect, Matthew 5:48, even as your heavenly Father is perfect. And 1 Peter 5 says that after we have suffered a while, we'll be perfected. God has three great works: the work of creation, the work of redemption, the work of sonship. And the result is glory. Yes, let us go on to glory. Let us go on with the obedience of the Son, and let us be perfected. God is speaking to produce his new creation. You need to be filled with the life of God. We were created corruptible. If we give Satan a chance like Adam, we become corrupted. But if we give the life of God a chance, we put on incorruptibility, immortality. We are here responding by obedience to his will. We must every day say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We are being filled unto fullness. All of us need to be filled unto fullness. Say, yes, Lord. Surrender your life to the Lord. My dear friend, you have heard the word of God. Listen and live. Get the eternal life of God and surrender to him. This is the day of salvation. This is the acceptable hour. You are a receiver and you can be filled with God to the uttermost. You can put on immortality and incorruptibility as a vessel of glory. Shall I pray with you, dear friend? Dear Lord Jesus, come, you have spoken your word. We say yes, Lord, to you. Come into every open receiver. Hear every cry. and fill it. I'd like to pray for you, dear friend. Father, hear every man's prayer. Hear everyone's invitation. Fill the person with your Son. Now say after me, dear friend, Lord Jesus, I receive you. Lord Jesus, cleanse me. Lord Jesus, fill me. Lord, fill me with the life of glory. I receive you. Forgive me all my sins and cleanse me. I believe in you. I receive you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming as the Father sent you. Thank you. I worship you. Amen. Dear friend, thank you so much for listening to us today. Thank you for welcoming us into your home. God bless you. We will, God willing, see you next week. My name is Brother Andy Adeakwa. Blessings. Amen.
Thank you for listening to God's Eternal Purpose radio broadcast, brought to you by the Church in Accra as one of the local churches in Ghana. Fellowship with the Church in Accra by joining our virtual Bible study meeting links and fellowships on Sundays, 9:30 to 12 o'clock p.m., Wednesdays at 6:30 to 8 o'clock p.m., and Fridays 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. You may contact us for further fellowship and joining links by calling us on 0200-117-222 or 0274-433-100 or 0246-962607. The numbers again are 0200-117-222 or 0274-433-100 or 0246-962607. You can send any questions by WhatsApping us on the same numbers. Check us up on the various social media platforms, including podcasts, by searching God's Eternal Purpose Broadcast. The local churches, living for Christ and the church till his kingdom come. Praising my Savior.